It was a Saturday morning. We woke up and I looked online and saw that there was a Black Panther challenge going on. So I wanted to bring it to the Lansing area. So I called Howard and we kind of just partnered up and I started the GoFundMe. And from there, it just kind of started snowballing. People started really embracing what we were doing. And then that's how we got our funding, through the community, friends, family.
So Howard, tell me what your part was in this.
Well, he called me and then he was like, yeah, we should do a Black Panther challenge and everything. And I was like, all right, cool. At first, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Tell me what the Black Panther challenge is.
So pretty much what the Black Panther challenge was like different people in different cities were getting like big like groups of kids together. And they was raising enough money to get them to go see the movie in the theater.
So like essentially the Black Panther challenge, kind of expanding on what Howard said, is really, it's more than just, it's, yes, it's funding to get kids to see the movie, but with the underlying tone of getting them to see this type of movie because of the cultural impact it has and the importance of seeing representation on the screen. We are the only GoFundMe account for the Black Panther Challenge in Lansing.
So you said, what, 65 kids ended up going with you?
Correct.
Okay, so 65 kids. Was it a majority of boys or girls, or was it an equal mix, do you think?
Just based off of the crowds that we saw, it was a mixture of both. It was a good amount of boys and girls there, so it was a good diverse group.
And you were both there, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me how that made you feel, to be there and see these kids.
It felt good. As it was like coming up, they were just excited to see the movie. And then like, I know some of their parents and some of their chaperones too. So they was like, it felt good saying like, hey, congratulations. We like what you're doing. There's people that like we don't even know we ran into. They seen us like on the news, like, I really appreciate what y'all doing. That was like a really good feeling.
So okay, so now tell me how the kids felt and what their reaction was before the movie and what it was after.
They loved the movie. Even after the movie, they I noticed like going to posters like, That's me, which is like a good feeling. It's like they have a character that's more relatable to them. Even in movie theaters, a lot of them were like laughing, saying just very good reactions.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think the kids reacted as?
Well, I'll say this, right? So we had a reporter there from, and then she actually went up, talked to one of the kids while I was there. And she asked the young girl, was like, what was your favorite character in the film? And in the film, and no spoilers, of course, there's this character called Shuri. She is the Black Panther's sister. And she's really into, she's really science based. So she creates all the technology there. And the little girl was like, yeah, that's my favorite character because I didn't know people like us can do that. And that's when it hit me. I was like, this is why we did it. This is like that reaction, that, you know, her response was everything.
Sum up this movie for me in one word. You go, Howard.
Dope.
Okay, you go, Jimmy.
Revolutionary.
When they were walking out, was there any word that you heard them say?
Just that the movie was amazing, that they loved it.
Two words.
Like, I only gave you one.
Well, it's just one kid in particular that like...
Boy or girl?
It was a boy, because when I went back to the club, he recognized me and he said the same thing he said at the movie. He just screamed, Black Panther, and he did the same reaction he did when I went to the club that he did at the movie. So that was pretty awesome.
So you guys are like local celebrities.
I wouldn't say that.
we're just two people who wanted to make a difference.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know what? I think that about sums it up, and it sounds like you did. So any future plans for you to make another difference?
I'm sorry. No, I just graduated last year.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Last year, May.
Oh, awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know what? What a difference you make. So thank you so much. And you know what? Those kids, from what you said, are going to remember that for their lifetime.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm.